The Earth Lab Initiative, written by Z. Charnot, January the 19th, 1982. The Earth Lab Initiative later became the Domain Initiative and finally the EcoHealth Initiative. Preface. Table of Contents. Number 1, the Earth Lab Initiative. Number 2, why there is a need for the Earth Lab systems. Number 3, summary of some of Earth Lab's technology. Number 4, Earth Lab licensing facilities. Number 5, finance. Number 6, key staff. Heading, disclaimer. This business plan is being expanded and detailed. Out. It is incomplete. The business plan is being circulated in its present form on a selective basis to obtain response and interest. Comments and questions are welcome. Donald R. Anderson, FSA, FCIA, FCAP, Executive Director, Administrative Telephone, 416-863-1036, January 19, 1982, and with revisions later on in 2010. The Earth Lab Initiative. Earth Lab Vital Environmental Systems Limited plans a series of controlled environment cropping gardens. These crop gardens are to be located in many parts of the world, but the first gardens will be in Canada. These crop gardens provide the essentials of life, pure water, food, shelter, and substances for apparel. The crop gardens are self-sufficient, economical, and locally managed. The crop gardens utilize structures which employ novel materials and construction methods, in other words, VTO, or vertical takeoff frames, frameless, and or pneumatically pre-stressed structures. The highest levels of technology are used to create food of outstanding flavor, quality, and nursery stock, pure water, fresh daily animal fodder, example sprouts, seeds and new plant varieties, fuel, and fertilizers. Rates of growth are extraordinary. There are many crops per year. Low capital requirements and modest operating costs bring about rapid acceptance of the results at first and of the methods later. Heading, pollution remedy. An interesting and important byproduct is the possibility of using crop gardens to reduce acid levels in lakes, streams, and rivers, thus repairing the damage done by acid rain. Heading, technology developed. The technology required to build and operate crop gardens has already been developed, tested, and proven under full-scale operating conditions. The necessary patent rights and know-how belong to Earth Lab. Heading, first step. The first step in the development of the Earth Lab project is the construction of a full-scale demonstration unit on Earth Lab's facilities in Eastern Ontario, Canada, supported by a systems manufacturing facility at another location. The rationale justifying this project is explained in the following section 2, why there is a need for Earth Lab systems. The technology by which the Earth Lab systems operate is outlined in section 3, summary of some of Earth Lab's technology. Earth Lab will extend its systems in various parts of the world by means of licensing procedures outlined in Section 4, Earth Lab Licensing Facilities. Capital requirements and profit projections are outlined in Section 5, Finance. Biographical information on Earth Lab's founders is found in Section 6, Key Staff. Inquiries are invited from interested investors, government agencies, and potential licensees. Number two, heading, why there is a need for the Earth Lab systems. Unless food production techniques are revolutionized in the next decade, the world will probably see ever-worsening famines. This is a source of widespread concern, but the outlook is more frightening than many people realize. Powerful evidence has emerged that the world's climate is changing, and for the worse. It is now widely accepted by climatologists that the Earth's weather is returning to a condition similar to that prevailing in the period between 1600 and 1850. This view is taken so seriously that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has studied the problem and has issued a special report. The CIA's conclusions are grim. China will face a major famine every 5 years. The Soviet Union will lose the entire Kazakhstan for grain production. Canada will lose 50% of her food production. The EEC countries will no longer be net food exporters. India will be able to support only 3/4 of her present population. Only the U.S. may, on balance, retain her current food production level. And the consequences? To quote the CIA report, there would be increasingly desperate attempts on the part of the powerful but hungry nations to get grain any way they could. Massive migrations, sometimes backed by force, would be a live issue, and political and economic instability would be widespread. The economic and political impact of major climate shifts is almost beyond comprehension. Traditional glasshouse cropping began to die in 1974. Steeply rising fuel costs quickly collapsed the economy of numerous growers. They closed down. In many places, the surviving glasshouse industry struggles with makeshifts. Only crops needing little or no heat are grown. Clumsy insulating tents are set up at night to conserve heat, then folded up in the morning to restore light transmission. The growing season is compressed, sometimes to the summer months alone. Low profit levels are soberly taken as inevitable. Heading, problem identified. The proceedings of the International Symposium on Controlled Environment Agriculture, held in April 1977, states in the foreword, most of the heat is lost through radiation and conduction at night. Heading, solution identified. A straightforward solution to this heat loss through radiation and conduction at night problem has been developed, tested, and put into successful operation. Lumex, a long-life, flexible, translucent vinyl covering in place of glass. Lumex, it is a form of double glazing and is filled with carbon dioxide gas. Lumex incorporates automatic night screening and sunlight control, as well as an outstanding selected filtration of light. Lumex harvests light and heat from the sun and deals with both the problem of heat loss at night and heat gains during the day, making it possible to control the environment without enormous heating and cooling capacities, and bringing total environmental control within economic range. This eliminates the need for wasteful and costly open ventilation, and by closing the environment, several interesting results are obtained, as follows. The crop is shielded from pollution, insects, birds, mold, spore, pollen, dust, and disease. The water cycle is closed, conserving water. Control of the carbon dioxide level, increasing the rate of photosynthesis. Please proceed to part 2.